The good news, according to Luke chapter 21. And looking up, he saw the rich men that were putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a certain poor widow putting in two small copper coins. And he said, Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the others, for they gave gifts to God from their excess, but she, in her personal need, put in all she had earned. And since some there spoke about the temple, how it was adorned with precious stones and offerings, he said, And for these things which you see, the days will come in which there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. So they asked him, saying, Teacher, when, then, will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to happen? And he said, Be very careful that you are not misled, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. You must not follow them. And when you will hear of wars and disturbances, don't be terrified. It is necessary that these things take place first, but the end will not be soon. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be large earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, along with terrifying events and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will seize you with their hands and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. But the result will be your testimony to them. Have it fixed, therefore, in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how to defend yourself. For I will give you the words and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or to withstand. And you will be delivered up even by parents, brethren, relatives, and friends. And some of you will they put to death. And you will be detested by all men because of my name. Yet not even a hair of your head will be lost. Through your perseverance, you will be taking possession of or gaining your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that her desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the middle of her leave, and let those who are in the countryside not enter in. For these are days of vengeance to fulfill everything which is written. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing children in those days, for there will be great calamity across the land and punishment upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led away captive into the nations, and Jerusalem will remain under the dominion of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Then there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and upon the earth, and there will be great distress among the people. They will be in so much confusion and turmoil that it will be like the raging waves of the sea tossing around in a great storm. Men will be fainting from fear and apprehension because of the calamities which will be coming on the inhabitants of the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and tremendous brightness. So as these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your liberation draws near. And he spoke a parable to them. Consider the fig tree and all the trees. When they put out leaves, you see it, and you know that the summer is now near. Even so you also, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, that generation, the one that sees these final signs, will not pass away until all these events happen. Heaven and earth will perish, but my words will in no way fail. But be vigilant with yourselves, unless at any time your hearts become spiritually desensitized with partying, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, so that that day comes upon you unexpectedly, like an animal suddenly caught in a trap. For this is the way it will come upon everyone else who lives on the face of the earth. But be vigilant at all times, praying that you would be considered worthy to escape all these things which will take place, and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. And he was teaching in the temple during the day, and every night he went out and passed the night on the mount that is called Olivet. And all the people came early every morning to be with him in the temple to hear him. This is the end of Luke chapter 21.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.